Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And boy, we are firing things up, getting a little hot here, and rightfully so. Our guests, Barbara Coe and John Clark, immigration control, illegal immigration, which is not immigration, it's an invasion. And Alan, are you still on the program?
And Alan? On more serious lines.
Wait a minute now, just a second. Now, hold on, we got plenty of time for you. John did say something interesting, and that is, you show up there and you try to put on a show, and they'll outbeat you any time because they got the time, the money. They've got all the support organizations, the Communist Party, the ACLU, and so forth. So they can do it, and the working man can't. Is that true? Do you believe that, Alan? Is that right?
We have locally in this area, at least with our state representatives, been able to use the radio networks and
right.
just pound those people with phone calls. With appearances at the state house.
Well, that's where it should be, I think, not in Washington. But I think if the people in each congressional district did in every state what they should be doing, you wouldn't have to go to Washington. These guys and gals would be afraid to come back home. And that's the whole point. Put the fear of God into them.
Well, we can't just, we just can't sit around waiting for something good to happen, as Pastor Butch Paul said one time,
he said
they just can't sit around waiting for something good to happen.
We got to do it. But, you know, the thing is, most people are too busy watching TV and satellite and MTV and ball games, and they just think it's not going to happen to them. But, and it's happening right under their nose.
There's something closer to home, though, that I call the resident evil in this issue. And that is you mentioned that, well, we are willing to take those jobs, and there's a neighbor of mine that went to apply for a job framing at a local construction. They're putting up a whole neighborhood, and he went in to apply for a framing job, and he's a good framer. And they said, well, will you work for $4 an hour?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you're joking, right? And they said, no, no. He said, see those people over there? That's what they're working for.
Mm-hmm.
And these were all illegal workers.
And taking the money back home to Mexico.
Yeah. Now, the fellow who was running that construction operation, he's your typical Bubba driving a big, clean, nice white pickup truck, you know, full of construction, you know, Joe's Construction Company, Bob's House Construction Company. These are our neighbors. And these are our fellow Americans. And these are the people that we also need to bring the heat on, to publicly humiliate and shame, and possibly, buy, you know, if we know for sure that they are using illegals, to buy a newspaper ad and list the companies that are building houses using illegal aliens that are, you know, hurting our own economy and abusing those people that have been forced here out of Mexico by American policy.
All right. Alan, let them respond.
Yeah.
John and Barbara, go ahead. How do you respond? A good idea?
Yeah, the local governments are the ones to go after, since we already discussed that.
Mm-hmm.
American citizens are too busy supporting these illegals by paying taxes. And if you are paying taxes, you're supporting your own demise right now, because these illegals get the free medical, the free schooling and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, Americans have to pay taxes, and they have to pay tuition, and it just goes on and on. So he is right. You know, do it on your local level. Go to your
That's what I'm saying.
Office.
You know, people don't have to go to Washington. The action stops. As one congressman used to say, and you know who that was, Tip O'Neill, the buck stops here, like Harry Truman. All politics is local. And when the local community speaks up, it's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease, I'm afraid. All right, we'll be back. John Clark and Barbara Coe and Carol and Linda, stay tuned. You'll be next. I'm Rick Adams.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Okay, Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America, on the network, rbnlive.com. Barbara Coe and John Clark with me for the next 20 minutes, I think, and we'll move on. But we've got callers that want to talk to them and want to get online and make their points about this invasion that is now bringing down America. And this is my bally cry. Barbara and John, you know, has always been the enemy from within is destroying us. And that is where the real enemy is, from within. Not without, but from within, like Rome collapsed from within. All right, let us take some more calls at 800-313-9443. If you have a quick comment or question about this crisis that is now taking our nation down, let's go to Carol in Arkansas. Hello, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Good evening, Barbara and John and Ms. Clark. Or Jack. I'm sorry.
It's John. John Clark.
John Clark. Okay.
Right.
Well, we're being betrayed, and you're exactly right. And Abraham Lincoln made that remark once, too, that we wouldn't have to worry about armies coming from overseas, that betrayal would come from within, and that's certainly where it's been. And we've been betrayed over and over, and the mega corporations in Ford. I remember the story that Dr. Sutton told about the Ford Motor Company betraying us with the Kama River truck factory in Russia when they were our avowed enemy, and now they're doing the same thing with the Ford Foundation funding Mecha. Mm-hmm. And so they have betrayed America workers over and over again. And of course, they're closing their plants, and yet we keep hearing, well, that nobody wants the jobs that the Mexicans are doing. Well, I'm sorry, we are literally subsidizing these corporate giants. The mega in here in Arkansas, we have the Tyson and the Walton Cobble that have their paid lobbyists down at our capital and in the nation's capital. And I understand Walton has been fighting with their lobbyists in Washington against some threats of unions being formed in some of their states that they're in. And they've been fighting that. And so it's those billionaires that we're subsidizing their payroll for, and they bring in this cheap labor. At the same time, Walton is running slave labor plants in communist China. And then they bring their cheap goods over here. And at this point, all I can see is that China's going to own us very soon because mm-hmm. our balance of trade is so out of whack with them. And the dollar value is falling, and they don't want our dollars. And I have a very strong hunch that has something to do with why the United Arab Emirates is getting the deep water ports, because mm-hmm. they don't want our cheap dollars either. And yet we're subsidizing these illegal aliens up here, and they send their paycheck home while we feed them, mm-hmm. educate them. They're a burden on our hospitals here. I'm sure you found that in California, Barbara, and they certainly are here in Arkansas. And besides that, they're a burden to our law enforcement nightly. I mean, nightly. We have some of that on our news, and it's illegal aliens. And I just wonder if you have some kind of a tracking device as to how the senators have voted on these issues, like that we could confront.
Yeah, she already said that. She answered
Pryor,
that, Carol.
David Pryor and Blaine mm-hmm. Lincoln.
All right, let her say it again. Then go ahead, Barbara.
Yes, Carol, you're absolutely right. We are being forced to pay for the shovel to dig our own grave.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want the vote record of our senators, go to our website, ccir.net. It's all there.
Okay.
You can clearly identify the traitors within our own government.
Yeah. Our senator race doesn't – we have an election this year for governors and local, but I guess it'll be 2 years down the road when we'll be voting on mm-hmm. a senator again probably. But if they're both Democrats, and it's hard to get them – they're so entrenched here once they're in, you know.
It doesn't matter what party they are, a Democrat or Republican.
It doesn't matter. It's both sides of the aisle. Yeah. You're so right, Rick.
Yeah.
One thing you can do is really not shop at Walmart.
That's exactly right. Amen.
I haven't now for some years.
And also Home Depot. Home Depot, we've been boycotting for quite a while now. Barbara and Joe Turner out in California have been doing that.
Yep.
I have been telling everybody I run into when they mention Walmart, I say, well, I don't shop there.
Home Depot also, because they help illegal aliens. They help build hiring halls for them. This company really, Walmart is one, because you're supporting Red China.
That's exactly right. Red China
already does own us, and they do have a fifth column in this country mm-hmm. through illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
During the Cold War, the way the Russian spies came in were through illegal immigration. Now they don't even have to sneak in. They're here. They just walk across the border.
Now, what is
And please, 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 if you have an account with Wells Fargo or Bank of America, close it.
No, I don't have one.
Tell them why, because they welcome illegal aliens into America, give them privileges that mm-hmm. are denied American citizens. If you have a bank account with Wells Fargo or Bank of America, close it and tell them why.
And make sure you take your safety deposit box with you as quickly as you can.
But also let them know why you're doing it.
Right, exactly.
What we're all saying here, to surmise it, is that we're being betrayed by the globalist plan mm-hmm. to make a one-world government.
Exactly.
And our so-called representatives have sold out to them.
And they've said so.
They take money from them. So We really have no representation.
You know, you look at
there.
The Council on Foreign Relations, which basically runs the White House, the Congress, and so forth. They have this 59-page document, the Bastor document, which essentially says we must integrate North and South America, Central America. We are doing away with our borders deliberately, politically, geographically, physically, for a reason. And it isn't just about cheap labor, and it isn't just about satisfying the corporations. It's a regional, one-world globalist agenda, and that's what it comes down to, losing our autonomy, losing control over our own laws. I mean, that's what Bush says. He's a great American patriot. Yet everything he's done has been to push us into the globalist orbit so that our laws, our constitution, must now be subservient to world law, world government. See, just the opposite of what we've been told.
Yeah.
The American
George
public
Bush
is uninformed.
Is an evil new world order globalist.
Mm-hmm.
He is evil, and that
yep.
is an apt underlined. I'm sorry.
Yes.
But that is exactly the way it is.
Tell it like it is, Barbara.
Right. Well,
amen,
betrayal,
Barbara.
I don't know how you can call it anything but treason, because that's what it is. And
because they know what they're doing. They're not doing it accidentally. They're doing it purposefully,
no,
lying
to
the public.
The taxpayers have actually bailed Mexico out. Now, I know twice when Robert Rubin was with Goldman Sachs, and then
mm-hmm.
when he was the Secretary of Treasury under Clinton,
right.
We did it again.
Sure.
And so we keep bailing them out, and yet they're all coming up here. What's the deal here?
The reason why that money was given to Mexico is many years ago, many corporations went to Mexico, and they came back because there was no infrastructure to get their product to market. So our government gave them, I think it was 20 billion or something.
Yeah.
It was billion, John.
Yeah, billion to build their infrastructure. But in the same token, they keep importing this cheap labor. And it was Phyllis Schlafly who exposed this, this one world thing, the 56-page document.
59.
About this one yep. 59-page document.
Right, I have it.
Blew it wide open on this. And,
mm-hmm.
The American people, please, don't.
Yeah, we've got to come together. And in each state,
yeah.
Do you know if anybody has started running, can you run? Will the newspapers that are such control situation here, will they take ads? Like if we go to run ads on the voting records of, say, Senator Pryor and Senator Blanche Lambert Lincoln, will they take those ads?
Yes, most of the time. A lot of times they won't take ads. We've tried to run ads exposing H-1B workers,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. companies that hire them, and they refuse to take our ads.
Newspaper ads, John, or were they media?
No, newspaper ads. They
okay.
refused because
right.
we had to take them, finally had to take them to court.
Mm-hmm.
But they refused because the ones that were hiring the H-1B workers are their advertisers. So
See, that's the Walters and the Tysons, because they spend so much
money
advertising
talks.
And putting these tabloids on their advertising things in the papers, and they just blatantly tell them. I know a small town where they did that.
Put the voting record. Go to Barbara's website. Get the voting record. Expose these people. And
how do we get it out? That's my question, I guess.
Well, you're going to have to run ads, everybody get involved in your area.
And internet mailing, emailing, getting on a list and getting it to every organization.
There's so many people out there that are not on the internet, particularly in rural Arkansas. And
well, that may be so in rural parts, but in the big cities where the votes are.
Right, Carol, and that is exactly why CCIR does a newsletter, a 9/11 newsletter, which we send out nationwide. Snail mail are zillions of people who are not on the internet. They don't have a computer. They don't want a computer. And if they had one, they would not get on it.
Yeah.
That's exactly why we do our snail mail 9/11 newsletter mailing.
One way or another, you
I only hope that you will contact us at that 877 No Illegals.
I certainly will.
Join with us. And
All right. Tell
us the people that we can contact.
Sure.
Thank you. Stand by.
Thank you, Carol from Arkansas. John and Barbara, stay where you are. We've got another 10 minutes to go. We'll be back with Dan in Houston. Hello. You're on the air next. Stay tuned. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Yes, we are back now. And as you can see, we have stirred up that proverbial hornet's nest. John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control, Barbara Coe, COE, from the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. I guess by now, Barbara, you're going to have to change that to the American Coalition for Immigration Reform, no?
You're absolutely right. We have given that serious thought. However, it's a very expensive procedure.
No, to change all the bylaw, the rules and everything, I know. I understand the money involved, so I can understand. But again, people need to come to your website, and that is ccir.com, right?
No, ccir.net.
.net, I'm sorry. Well, all right, the coms, the nets, the orgs and everything. There's too many of them, but we'll get there sooner or later. Now, the toll-free number, ladies and gentlemen, again, is 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's about as easy to remember as it comes, right?
Right.
Okay,
and
let's take another call.
And if they want a translation, Rick, that's 877-664-5534.
All I know is that if I call that number, I better not hear somebody saying to me, do you want to speak Spanish or do you want to speak English?
You won't.
I know I won't, because I've called the number, and believe me, that's one number you'll call where you will not get a bilingual response. Right, Barbara?
You got it.
All right. Let's take Dan in Houston. He's been waiting. Dan, you're on the program.
Hi, Dan.
Hello, hello. So that's not all you guys had different movements going, but I'll tell you about one before. It's from my website, www.closerbordernow.com.
Uh-huh.
It's gotten several, you know, thousands of responses. I mean, you go there, you print the petition, you sign it, you mail it. A petition to close the border, a petition to prosecute employers and aliens, a petition to make our flag the only flag you can find. There are all these different petitions to make English official language. But that's the First Amendment, the right to petition to government. The whole Bill of Rights is all about. It's the first thing it says, right to petition to government.
Yes.
That's, I mean, not that I'm bragging about my website, but I don't know how else can get everybody together and do it, you know? And
yeah. Get it done. Get it done. Get the job done. And I think the best way to do it, really, is not to focus on Washington, but from the bottom up.
Exactly.
I think that's the way to affect change. Right, John?
Yeah, also I wanted to bring up something before it hits the mainstream news, which I'll be giving to tomorrow.
Okay.
A friend of mine down at the border, there was a shooting down at Douglas, Arizona, I think it was last Friday, where customs agents fired
mm-hmm.
upon drug smugglers.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
one of the drivers, the driver was killed, and the report was that this driver was killed in a crash. Well, the drug cartels found out that was not true, that the customs agents killed one of their people, and now their word is out to kill these customs agents down at the border. They've been told to wear body armor, and they're trying to keep it hush-hush about this, you know, the government.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want this known, that the drug smugglers
mm-hmm.
now have contracts
mm-hmm.
on all these customs agents at that port.
One story was they have a $50,000 reward from Fox to anybody that kills a border agent. But, you know, I think the solution might be sending Cheney to the border. If they find out we got a politician with enough guts to pull a trigger, they might back off.
Well, like
right.
the ranchers in Arizona told me, they said, you know, look, if our government's not going to do it, tell them to pull back and we'll take care of it.
Yeah, that'll be the day they let that happen, right?
Yeah,
that's why I say the enemy is from within, gentlemen. You got to remember that.
Amen. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, John. All right. Dan from Houston and John Clark, Barbara Coe, you've given us 90 minutes of your time. I know you're busy. I know you have other things to do. You got to get the word out. So I'll let you go, ladies and gentlemen, both of you. But we will be back and revisit this issue each and every chance we get. That's for sure.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
God bless you, Rick.
Barbara.
And thank you for having us on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And we've got to get you on more often. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Barbara. John Clark.
I'm here.
We'll be in touch, awaiting your next video. Thank you all. Okay. That's it. We wiped the slate clean now, and we have a half hour to go in the program. We have time to talk, and we will talk about related issues and what's been going on in Washington. Lots happening that we need to update, so we'll do that. Tomorrow night, we are going to have Eustace Mullins back on the program. For those of you who don't know, Eustace Mullins just moved back to Virginia. So he is back, and we will be calling him, hopefully get through to him at 8 o'clock Central, and have him on the program, because he's going to be talking about a variety of things. Eustace Mullins, who's written a variety of books on a variety of subjects. He's working on about 30-something now. And he's quaint. He's eccentric in some ways, but he's as sharp as a tack for a man in his 80s. He will join us tomorrow night on the program again. He's going to talk about the neocons' plan for reorganizing and basically coming back and regrouping and taking on Iran, Syria, Venezuela, all of them. So stay tuned. The exciting times are about to begin as far as Eustace Mullins is concerned. And, of course, I've been invited to appear in an interview segment by some Iranian service in the United States here, a group of Iranians who are talking about what is going on in the Middle East. So we'll let you know more about that appearance on an interview, a phone interview, with other guests and people discussing issues. So we will be back after the break, and we will take your calls. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We shall return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeah!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Yeah, that Rick Adams doesn't belong in the radio. He should be taken off. He's attacking the politicians and our leaders. What's the matter with him? He's a troublemaker and a terrorist.
All right. Thank you for that warm welcome back. Well, I got my forward today, the Forward publication, America's oldest Jewish publication. And these are some of the headlines on the front page, ladies and gentlemen. Iran and Syria said to be stoking riots. As you know, Condoleezza Leezy Rice has made it official as the little errand girl of the Zionists. She wants the Israelis to be in the driver's seat, as they always have. And she wants Iran and Syria to be forewarned that they are responsible for the people angering the streets, lining up and down the streets of Damascus and Tehran, and all over the world now, in Asia as well. See, they have caused, the governments have caused these incidents, not the media in Europe, not Denmark, not the Zionists, but the leaders of Iran and Syria, stoking the flames, and that means inciting the masses, which, of course, is kind of stupid because in most of these countries, it's the other way around. It's the leadership that has been rather docile and the governments which have tried to keep their people passive. See, in Egypt and other countries as well, where there are demonstrations going on, these have been bought and paid for with American taxpayers' money, particularly Egypt, really since the 1970s. And only because Egypt was told to make peace with Israel, and otherwise they would not get a dime. So another headline that also runs along those lines is Congress differs with Israel and Bush over aid to the Palestinians. Now that the Palestinians have had their democratic parliamentary election, Bush says no dice. Democracy no good unless I control it, or we control it. So they're talking about how best to starve the Palestinians on their own land by denying any aid to either the Hamas people or the PA, the Palestinian Authority, under Mr. Abbas, who has been the puppet of the world Zionists, just like Arafat had been for a long time. And when Arafat refused to continue to knuckle under, that's when they said, time to go bye-bye. Another headline, new House leader, Boehner. Mr. Boehner is seen at odds with religious groups or groups on religion and state. And what they're saying here is that John Boehner of Ohio, replacing Tom DeLay as House Majority Leader, is something that might not bode well for those in the Zionist community who wish to have a wall of separation between Christianity and state. So, these are just a few of the headlines in the forward, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'm going to take you on to some interesting things that happened, of course, over the weekend. And we know the big news, of course, seems to be, and I think it's nothing more than another distraction, to be perfectly candid with you. Mr. Cheney, the fallout, of course, continuing over the shooting that he was involved in, and you know, most of the establishment media referring to it as being an accident, even before they knew any details, and they knew very little the other evening when most of the networks, including Brian Williams, as anchor at NBC News, basically told what they had known at that time. The shooting incident that took place on the Armstrong property in Texas, and a rather closed-mouthed White House waiting before the report leaked out as to what happened. And we still really don't know truthfully what actually did happen. We keep getting conflicting stories, conflicting press accounts. And, of course, you saw the media frenzy, I'm sure, with Mr. McClellan just today and what that entailed. These young jokers, you know, finally getting their chance to ask some tough questions. And, of course, McClellan, got McClellan just deflecting those questions with more nonsensical answers. It's just amazing, though, the fallout that is continuing from this incident that just took place a few days ago. And, of course, we had a blizzard here in New England. So, mini blizzard, so to speak. So we have recovered from that. But the real furor over Dick Cheney's shooting incident, the fact that George Bush had known Saturday of Cheney's shooting, and the information was not made public until Sunday, and that, according to most of the media reporters, including David Gregory, the little worm of a so-called reporter. I can't stand that kid. He is so obnoxious looking. He looks like a little preppy at a college bachelor party, you know? He's a complete fool as far as Rick Adams is concerned. Well, in any event, that meeting that took place with the White House spokesman, Scott McClellan, and Dick Cheney's staff was supposed to make sure that the shooting victim, the attorney Harry Whittington, was receiving adequate medical care after the shooting on the Armstrong Ranch here in Texas. And, well, apparently Dick Cheney did not see Whittington, and the vice president accidentally hit him, they tell us, in the face, neck, and chest with birdshot, according to the accounts that were given of the incident. And, well, we'll have to find out what happens. You know, Mr. Whittington now has been moved, we're told, from intensive care to a step-down unit on today. And they've apparently the doctors decided to leave several birdshot pellets lodged in his skin rather than trying to remove them. They say it's better to leave them there than try to extract them. And they said the number of remaining pellets are basically more than they can count on the fingers of their hands, but less than 100. How do you like that for an answer? Very interesting. We hear that Dick Cheney is pretty good with a gun. Pretty good. Of course, you know, in Wyoming there, Dick Cheney was, he was quite a congressman. No question about gun control. He was always voting against gun control, as is every other congressman from Wyoming, because they knew that if they didn't, they better not come home or they would face a gun. And that's literally what it came down to. But in any event, we are looking at basically a distraction here, I think. And, you know, the real tragedy is that some of the news media reports that came out over the last weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, of course, I think are very indicative in much of the papers Saturday, not Sunday so much, but Saturday, we had some interesting tidbits of information on foreign affairs, particularly. And I'm sure that many of you caught the story on Mr. Piller. A very interesting situation. Mr. Piller, Paul Piller, Foreign Affairs, in the magazine, by the way, had written that as someone who had worked in the government for the CIA, that essentially that once again the administration did everything it could to formulate a false posture leading to the war in Iraq. During the run-up to the invasion of Iraq, the intelligence community's former senior analyst at the CIA, Mr. Piller, basically said that the Bush administration disregarded the community's expertise. He politicized the intelligence process and selected unrepresentative raw intelligence to make a public case. Piller is on the faculty of the Security Studies program, by the way, at Georgetown University, and he was with the CIA for several years and served as National Intelligence Officer for the Near East and South Asia Bureau from 2000 to 2005. And he said quite up front, become clear that official intelligence analyses was not relied on in making even the most significant national security decisions, that intelligence was misused publicly to justify decisions already made, that damaging ill will developed between policymakers and intelligence officers, and that the intelligence community's own work was publicized and politicized. As the national intelligence officer responded, indeed, he witnessed all of those disturbing developments firsthand, not secondhand, firsthand. So we have seen, once again, how the Bush administration blatantly and conspicuously had engaged in nothing more than a total, deliberate disinformation as to the need to send our fighting men and women into combat in Iraq. This administration is totally responsible for it and must not escape any and all condemnation, as far as we are concerned. And that's me, Rick Adams, and we have said this time and again and again and again. It's nothing new. One public official after another has come out and has admitted from the CIA, FBI, intelligence community, NSA, all of these agencies, there's been some that have come public and admitted they're not going to be part of this hoax anymore. Well, it's so far gone now that it's almost a laughing matter. People are coming out of the woodwork now saying, yeah, Bush lied. Sure he lied. He asked us to lie. Yeah, we lied. We can't do it anymore. He fudged the facts. He disinformed the nation. We knew that going into this war. We said it right from the get-go. All right, let's take some calls. 800-313-9443 is the number, toll-free at Uncensored Radio Free America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Sir John in Little Rock. Hello, sir.
Rick, greetings from the Zionist Jewish Pustulant of Little Rock, Arkansas.
Greetings.
You know, I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Downing Street memo that caused Bush mm-hmm. to, you know, when she's soliciting his gay lover, Sir Tony Blair.
Uh-huh.
He used that as his basis to go to war against Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you something. The British people over there, if I was a British citizen, I would say this. Sir Tony needs to be taken out of the White House, and he needs to be hung and flogged within an inch of his life. Now, that's what needs to be done to Tony Blair, if I was a British citizen. I mean, he mm-hmm. is costing you people. And I know some of y'all are listening worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
He's costing you, the British taxpayers, millions of pounds sterling.
Yes.
And again, it's not getting any better either. And the Queen, well, she's a race-mixing, you know what,
mm-hmm.
she ain't no better.
Mm-hmm.
She got a one ounce of pure British blood and a descendant line of German something. But then she is not a pure, you know, from a bloodline. That's another story.
Right.
So
that is another story.
We went to war on a lie. And the British people, you're listening, your parliament members and your prime minister lied to you.
It won't be the first time the British prime ministers have lied, will it?
Well, what they need to do is take that little half-Jew, drag him through the House of Lords and hang him up by his balls and deal the appropriate punishment.
Who's that? Who are you referring to?
I'm talking about Sir Tony Blair.
Tony Blair? What about Jack Straw?
Jack Straw's a real human being. He didn't want this war to begin with.
Yeah, well, Jack Straw has been involved in this up to his eyeballs. He has lied to the people of Britain. He lied to the people of the world. Jack Straw is nothing but a puppet on a string. He's just as bad as Tony Blair. And, you know, the parliament there has had its opportunities to do something about it. And sure, they voted no confidence, but look at what they did in the election. You know, they are just, the British people are just as docile as the American public is.
Well, in that case, to the British people, you're listening in. Drag your House of Parliament members through the House of Lords and string mm-hmm. them up by their balls and deal the appropriate punishment.
All right. Be careful with the language, though, John. Now, we don't want to upset people, okay? Be a little kinder.
Well,
but
anyway,
I get the point. I get the point.
They need to be dragged and dealt the appropriate
punishment. Let us refer to that area. Yes, Giblets is fine, or, you know, we can mention Castagnas or whatever, but let's be a little bit more delicate in our language now.
You got to understand here.
I get the point.
All these people are Satanists. They've been compromised. The Downing Street memo is proof, Rick.
Yep.
See, we can always talk about UFOs and Kemp. Look at them Kemp trails.
Well, you know, look, John, even, look, way before the Downing Street memo, the ISSI had come out and said these charges by Tony Blair could not have been substantiated. And that was the International Strategic Studies Institute. They came out and said so. They made it official, and yet he ignored them. He thumbed his nose at them, and the Parliament let him get away with it. Just as the Congress let George Bush lead them into war, knowing full well there was no imminent threat. See, we've been lied to by all of them, and I don't hold one party up above the other, and I know you don't either, because they're all guilty of treason, every one of them who voted for this.
I apologize for my little salty language there, but you got to understand,
you.
I was caught up in the heat of the moment.
I understand.
I was visualizing.
I know what you mean. I know.
But look here, taking the American boys and the British troops boys to war.
And girls.
Girls. Well, what a boy is all the guys now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't want to go too much over the language now, but I'm just saying.
I understand.
Taking someone to war on a lie is the highest form of treason, and I ain't making no threats. I'm just saying the law for treason in most nations is the appropriate punishment, if you know what I mean.
Well, if anybody's given aid and comfort to the enemy in war, it's been George Bush and this administration. I would grant you that, and I think treason has been committed indeed.
Without a doubt. I want everybody to know that, but somehow us Americans,
mm-hmm.
and able, a few of us fighting this war like John, Rick,
mm-hmm.
and a few
mm-hmm.
people that are willing to stand up and be counted and scream from every rooftop,
amen.
The rest of America got their head in the sand.
Very like ostriches, huh?
There we go. They
okay.
don't know what it means to really get knuckled down and just
they don't.
Fight. They're going to have to learn one way or the other.
Before it's too late.
It ain't better.
Amen. Thank you, John. All right, Little Rock, good night. Have a great evening. And by the way, I hope, John, you've had some success with finding the employment that you've been looking for. We have prayed for that. All right, we'll be back in the remaining minutes of the program to talk to Doug and Eugene, and we may have a quick moment for another call, but time is running out, so we'll do that when we come back. And remember, tomorrow night we'll have Eustace Mullins on the program. He's planning to come back after a hiatus in Ohio. Back in Virginia now, facing driving school. So he's going to tell us what this is all about. I mean, Eustace is certainly a man of many words and also a man of much, much comfort when it comes to a time of crises. That's tomorrow night. Right now, it's time for a break. We shall return with Rick Adams.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stemmed gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Yes, Master, and we are back to take our final remaining calls for this evening. Let's say hello to Doug in Bellstrops. Hello, Bellstrops.
Well, hello, Rick. I just wonder if human beings and birds can coexist, or if we've got Cheney out there. And, you know, I have a few pellets in my arm from that incident.
You do?
Yeah.
Texas. How did that happen? Were you within range?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
How could you not be in range? I'm just in Texas.
I didn't think you were down in the southern part of the state at the Armstrong facilities.
I'm at the central part of the state, but
oh, I see.
Somehow I took a couple pellets out of that deal, but I never even heard of a shotgun that he was carrying, but I've heard six different accounts of that, you know, what happened.
Already, hmm?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it didn't come out until, like, 18, they said, I've heard 18, 20, 24.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Kinsey didn't even take that long to get his story straight, did he?
Mm-hmm. No. Well, Rove is upset now. Karl Rove is upset, and he has threatened to blacklist any Republican who votes against George Bush on the Senate Judiciary Committee's investigation of the administration's unauthorized wiretapping. So this Dick Cheney incident is a distraction now from what's going on in Congress, you see.
Well, the last account I heard of that was that this Texas lawyer was 30 yards back. And he didn't say four, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cheney turned around and plugged him. Well, that's 90 feet and with a 26 or 28 gauge shotgun. I'm not sure which it was, but
mm-hmm.
I didn't know they made them that small. I have a 20 gauge that, you know, I bought out of respect for somebody that died. They didn't want any guns in their house. I said, well, I'd be kind of embarrassed to be a Texan with anything less than a 12-gauge shotgun. So I went ahead and bought it off of them. And I can shoot my burn barrel at 30 feet, and it looks exactly like you shot it with a BB gun 100 times.
Well, that's for sure. No question about it.
Little thing in it.
We shall be hearing more conflicting stories as the days roll on. That's for sure. Thank you, Doug, for your call. I must take Eugene in Ohio now. Hello, Eugene.
Hi. Oh, Rick, I wanted to say that those people who say Cheney didn't have any military experience or training must be liars. Because when I was in the Army in the 1960s, my NCOs on the firing line always told us, don't point your gun at anybody unless you plan on shooting them. And
yeah,
that's exactly what he did. And
well,
if I was Bush, I wouldn't turn my back on Cheney. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you. He may have something there, huh? How about you, Gene in Texas, your last word?
Yes, I just want to thank you for going to have Eustace Mullins on tomorrow night because he has facts on the conspiracy, facts of history, not theories.
That's for sure.
And I just want to say right quick, Rick, I think that we have to pursue truth. We have to pursue facts, not theories, not opinions. We have to pursue the facts and the truth, whether we're talking about the Bible or history or anything. That's how we're going to be credible to anybody.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And
Eustace
Mullins has the facts on the conspiracy facts of history. So I want to tell everybody to be listening tomorrow night.
Yes, thank you for that promotion, Gene. Appreciate it. We're out of time now. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow evening, 8 o'clock Central. Until then, Rick Adams, God bless you. Take care. We'll see you then.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America.
That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.